وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all your duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for the upliftment of his deen. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we are going to be discussing the pure biography of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, this is a subject which must be introduced to our children, and it must be read to them and spoken of over and over again, so they can find a deep attachment and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The poet has said so beautifully, بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He reached the loftiest ranks by virtue of his perfection. He lifted the veil of darkness by virtue of his beauty. All his attributes are excellent. Send salutations to him and his family. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. So the person to whom the lofty rank of messengership is concealed can never drink from the cup of Tawheed. He can never fathom the oneness of Allah. So all of us must hold this lofty rank of the Risalat and the Nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest form. And that is our declaration in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We now take this opportunity of presenting the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leader of the Quraysh, Abdul Muttalib, had 10 sons, all of whom were distinguished and celebrated. Hazrat Abdullah possessed the most laudable qualities from all his brothers and was a central figure amongst them. His father got him married to Amina, who was a daughter of Wahab, the chief of the Banu Zuhra tribe. She was considered to be the most respectable woman amongst the Quraysh at the time by virtue of a high lineage, honor and position. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still in his mother's womb when his father, Abdullah, passed away. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth, his mother saw many signs which indicated a phenomenal future for her son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awal in the year of the elephants, 570 CE, and it was a Monday. This was a most glittering and blessed day in human history. When he was born, his mother sent a message to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. He arrived, looked at him with love, carried him and went into the Kaaba Sharif with him. He praised Allah Ta'ala, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and named his grandson Muhammad. This was a new name for the Arabs, And they would express astonishment when they heard it. The name Muhammad, the praised one. Salutations to our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was breastfed for a few days by Suwayba, who was a slave woman of his uncle, Abu Lahab. Abdul Muttalib then searched for a wet nurse from the rural areas for his orphaned grandson. The women of the Banu Sa'd tribe were famous for this service and for their eloquence. Halima Sadia, radiallahu ta'ala anha, was from among them, and this great fortune fell in her lot. She returned with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her tribe, and she immediately saw his blessings with her eyes. She experienced a new feeling in every single thing. She openly experienced blessings in her milk, animals, sustenance, and everything else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 2 years of his blessed life amongst the Banu Sa'ad, and Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha weaned him. His growing up was different from other children. She brought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to his mother and requested her permission to extend his stay with her. Amina agreed and sent him back with her. When she returned to the Banu Sa'ad, two angels came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and opened his chest. Now the splitting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest occurred 4 times in his life. During his childhood, when he was under the care of Halima Sadia, he was 4 years old at the time. Second, when he was 10 years old, this is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. At the time when he was commissioned as a prophet, this is narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at the time of Mi'raj, this is narrated by Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an. So these are the 4 occasions that are established from authentic narrations and reliable ahadith. So Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha then returned him to his mother. And Halima had a son by the name of Abdullah ibn al-Harith, and he was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster brother. She had a daughter by the name of Anisa, and another Hudhafa, who was given the title Ashima. She was elder and used to attend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the battle of Hunain. He spread out his sheet for her and seated her on it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6 years old, his mother took him to Madinah Munawwara to visit the maternal side of his family. She also wanted to visit the grave of her beloved husband, Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. And on their return, she passed away at a place called Al-Abwa. On one hand, he was grief-stricken by the demise of his mother. On the other hand, he was away from home on a solitary journey. He constantly experienced such painful situations from the time he was born. These are the mysteries of Allah Ta'ala's training and tutoring him, and are known to none but only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A slave woman by the name of Ayman Barqa, a Habshiya, brought him to Makkah, Mukarrama, and handed him over to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now remained under the care of his grandfather. When he was 8 years old, he lost his grandfather as well. He now had to taste orphanhood once again, and he was more bitter than the first time. After the demise of his grandfather, he began living with his uncle Abu Talib. He was the blood brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father. He took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with absolute love and affection. When he was 9 years old, he took him on a journey to Sham, present-day Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Israel. Well, Israel is non-existent. It was all the Levant, known as Mulk al-Sham during that time. Israel, a pariah state, is a squatter camp amongst the land of Sham. Allah Ta'ala always protected him against the impurities and evil habits of Jahiliyyah. This caused these people to accord him the title of Amin, a trustworthy and reliable person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be considerate to his relatives, lighten the burden of people, see to their needs, be hospitable to guests, and help others in good and virtuous deeds. He had a superb character. He would toil to earn a living and would suffice with basic food, which was just sufficient to fulfill his needs. When he got a bit older, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his attention to earning a livelihood. He decided to become a shepherd. Apart from being a noble occupation in those days, tending to sheep was an ideal way of training a person psychologically to show love and affection to the weak and needy. Moreover, it enables a person to breathe the fresh air, strengthen the body, and provide a means for physical exercises. And the most important thing about it is that it is the sunnah of all the prophets alayhi salam, and you require a great amount of patience when you are a shepherd. After becoming a prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no prophet who did not tend to sheep. So someone asked him, even you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He replied, yes, even me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 25 years old when he got married to Bibi Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was a senior and influential woman of the Quraysh. She was well known for her intelligence, insight, her noble character, and her wealth. She was a widow. Her husband, Abu Hala, had passed away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 25 years old at the time, and Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha was 40 years old. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a businesswoman. She would provide the cash, people would conduct business on her behalf, and they would receive a wage for their work. The Quraysh were big business people. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha learned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's acumen, his excellent character, and his concern for his fellow humans from his trip to Sham. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had went to Sham to conduct that spread in the Syria and the Levant, which includes Jordan, parts of Turkey, and Palestine as well, to conduct business on her behalf, and she learned of some of the unique incidents which took place in the course of this journey. Consequently, she proposed to him while she had rejected the proposals of many senior Quraysh men before this. The proposal was conveyed via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. The marriage was solemnized by Abu Talib, and this marked the commencement of his married life. So apart from his son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala an, all his other children were born from Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Alhamdulillah, it's so interesting, it's so beautiful to listen to the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we must take the opportunity of playing this podcast to our little children, that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam may fill their hearts, you know, and that they hold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the highest esteem, and that they learn to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for us the same, and make it a habit of sending durood on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam every morning and every night. If it wasn't for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his sacrifices, we would have been wandering aimlessly in this world without any hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the stages of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.